Yo, so I'm going to break down one of my most complex dancehall rhythms ever, and I'm showing you some of the files. Stay to the end, I have a cool story about what the song they want to know.
Before the rifle sound, boy run out of town.
3 o'clock in the morning, when them a walk up and down with them tall thing.
Alright, so here we go. I have the session open right here. I think this is Movado's version of the beat. So we'll start with this loop, which is just this. And that's from the MPC. And then we'll have the strings that follow with it. Strings right here somewhere, I think. Yeah. So if you notice, the strings, it's all audio because I never quantize any of the music in my rhythms. So when we do, we just play them live and then we just loop them in our Pro Tools. So that's why this is all audio and it's not perfectly lined up because I always want to keep that real human feeling on the beats. So this. And there's an 808 I follow it too. I did this. Cool guitar thing that just do that. Then we'll go to the hook part. So strings out of this. I think there's a breezy night somewhere too. Yeah, this part. This track. This song. Yeah, then the drums just got crazy. So let me solo the drums. So next loop. Yeah, so enough things are going on in this basically. So.
The time so with the pan and knock. You put a run and run and run and then you hide
up. Oh, this is the next cool thing. So this sound. It's this effect that making it have this sound, because if you listen, if I take these off, bypass all of these, then it sounds like this. But then when I put it on, so yeah, bunch of little things like that. So yeah, enough things.
All right, so story time about the two song them now. So. The rhythm was already done, the juggling did finish. Movado was the last person who recorded No Bleach with Cream on it. Cartel already had a girl song on it. Donna, they have a girl song on it. Everybody, the rhythm is done. So, back in those days, what I would usually do, I would compile all of the songs, and we used to send all of the music to Johnny Wonder. Big up Johnny Wonder. He used to blast the songs everywhere, like to all the radio DJs abroad and everywhere, locally, everybody. So I would have my process where I would go through all of the mixes to make sure that everything was done and like make sure all of the radio edits, everything was proper. So I was going through the song then one by one. I have to listen to the entire song then to make sure it's everything cool. So yeah, I was listening to all the songs in the order how they were recorded and mixed. So Movado song was the last song recorded at this point. So I listened to everything one by one, one by one. Press play on theme song. At the time, I never have any cameras at the studio. So Cartel pull up. But we never know. So I press play for Movado song, the intro play, before the rifle sound. So the timing of this was so crazy. As soon as I literally press play for the Movado song, right before the chorus happened, studio door pull, Cartel. And I remember him powered in, and him hear it, him hear me, and him just come back out and go into the booth and put on the headphones. And in my mind, I said, oh boy, here we go again. And all right, so just for context, them time them did start come under enough pressure. In terms of one, broadcast commission did a pressure about the songs, what the songs being edited and like the violence and whatever. And then two, the rhythm them did have enough song on it, so maybe they had enough work to try and mix everything. But then when the man them clash on the rhythm, it would end up just like the two song them alone I play. So I was trying to make a conscious effort to not have the clash song them on the rhythm them, so everything could get a fair play. So I was strategically trying to record that juggling and the other rhythms around that same time to avoid that, so the song them could get a run. So yeah, contrary to what some people think, none of them think that wasn't planned for real. Him just did walk in on that song for real. And then you know, the rest was history, and then I dropped the rhythm the next day. So, yeah, that was the story of Daybreak with him.